The number of new cases of COVID-19 in our state continues to climb today. The Arizona Department of Health Services reports a record number of new cases today, 2,519. That brings the total number of new cases to more than 43,000 in the state, and there have now been 1,271 deaths related to the disease here.
And we could be seeing more people wearing masks around the state in an attempt to curb the spike we're seeing, even if it's not by choice. Yesterday, Governor Doug Ducey relented some of the authority he's closely guarded during the pandemic. The governor's previous executive orders have preempted cities and towns from issuing requirements or guidelines for their own residents that exceed the guidelines Ducey issues statewide. And now many mayors across the state are saying they will require face masks in public. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes, but first, let's turn to our own Ben Giles, who's taking the mask beat of late. Ben joins us to explain Ducey's change of heart. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
So what led to this new route for Governor Ducey? I mean, just last week, as you reported, he said local governments, the government closest to the people, know best, except, I guess, during a pandemic.
Yeah, yesterday we saw a much more somber Ducey than in recent weeks, and that meant that the press conference started with the hard reality that I think a lot of people looking at the graphs, the trends of Arizona's data have seen. Ducey acknowledged that yesterday. The data is bad news.
On this graph, looking at the last two tranches of data, the last 2 weeks of data, there is a trend. And the trend is headed in the wrong direction. And the actions that we're going to take are intended to change that direction and reverse this trend.
And, you know, going into the press conference, the governor walked into the building wearing a mask for the first time. So you kind of suspected when you saw that this meeting was going to have a different tone than previous weeks.
Yeah, Ben, what has been Ducey's position on masks before this week generally? Has he been a strong proponent of them other than for himself, I guess?
So I should say this with the caveat that masks have always been included in some of the literature, the guidelines that Ducey issues, because they've also always been part of CDC guidelines. You should wear a mask. But that's always come with caveats for Ducey as well. He said last week you should wear masks if you can't socially distance. And he hadn't really mentioned masks before, at least for 2 weeks of press conferences. I was listening through transcripts. So they've been there, but they haven't been at the forefront. And that's been a part of the criticism, too, is that he wasn't leading by example, what some people said. They were glad to see him wear a mask yesterday because Ducey would walk into these press conferences and walk out and everybody up there with him. Nobody was wearing a mask. No one was showing that good behavior that he kept on praising Arizonans for.
Well, and some had called on the governor to issue a statewide mask requirement. Ben, why this instead? Now he's going to leave the decisions up to local leaders when before he didn't want to do that?
Yeah, and the answer to that kind of surprised me because Ducey basically acknowledged that not all local leaders have been really excited about his orders. There's been some sheriffs, for instance, who haven't shied away from saying, we're not going to enforce this order, Governor Ducey. And Ducey said that those orders are only effective if they're followed.
If you have 12 or 13 counties that say pound sand on an executive order because that doesn't reflect our situation, it's a self-defeating executive order.
Well, Ben, finally, enforcement, very important word. We've heard that before with the pandemic. What did the governor say about how the mask requirements would be enforced?
So he said that's going to be left up to each local government as you start to see proclamations, amendments to emergency orders at the local level. You're going to want to look at the fine print and see how they plan on enforcing that, what kind of teeth those orders will have, if it's fines, if it's other types of penalties. But like all of his orders, Ducey did stress that education should come before enforcement. So if, you know, a cop spots you without a mask in a city that's requiring them, the idea is you're supposed to be given a chance to put one on rather than immediately get a ticket or something like that.
KJZZ's Ben Giles is always unmasking the important details. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.
Now let's turn to Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services for more on this. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. I'm wearing my mask and staying very far away from the microphone.
Okay, so what's changed here? As we heard Ben kind of lay out some of the details for us, give us a little bit of the politics behind this. Were you surprised by what happened yesterday?
Well, I think it was almost inevitable. I mean, on one hand, the politics is that Republicans don't wear masks, Democrats wear masks. It became a political statement starting with the president. But the other part of the politics came down to the fact that the governor was under increased pressure. I mean, we had something like 900 medical professionals write to him and say, we need a mask mandate. We had the officials from four border counties and several border cities write to him and say, we need the ability to do masks. And we had the mayors of Tucson and Phoenix and Flagstaff who said, okay, you want to fight? We'll fight. We'll enact something, and then you go to court and explain to the judges why it's not within our public health powers. So in some ways, the governor is leading from behind on this one. And he also recognized that he was being attacked a lot by Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who is finding that Doug is sort of an easy target on this.
Howie, one quick big picture question for you then, as far as leading from behind. That's been a criticism of the governor throughout his entire tenure in office, the fact that, occasionally he takes the pragmatic way, but often it's maybe he's checking how the wind is blowing. Is this another example of that or something deeper?
Oh, I think there's a lot of it in here. I mean, to go, as Ben pointed out, from last Thursday saying, no, we don't want local control on this, we want statewide, to, oh, well, of course I've always supported masks. I mean, I think that he recognized not only the wind was blowing, I mean, there was a hurricane headed his way, and that he was going to get blown over. So either you decide you can go with the flow, or you can stand there and get knocked over. And very clearly, I think he and his supporters and his aides realized that he was in an untenable position, particularly when you look at the numbers. Look at the records numbers that have been coming out this past week. Look at what's been happening, particularly in certain rural counties. It's really hard to say, well, we're just going to make this voluntary. We're going to educate people. Well, at some point, how many people can you educate? I mean, there are some estimates by the Institute for Health Metrics evaluation that suggest Arizona could hit 7,000 deaths this year. That's a pretty big figure.
Yeah. So the governor was asked yesterday in the press conference as well if this was coming too late, right? And the press conference ended pretty quickly after that. So what did he have to say about that? Why is he making this move in June?
Well, he keeps saying we were following guidelines. We started later because we didn't have the same situation. But it might have made more sense when he dissolved the stay-at-home order and we said businesses can open. At that point to say, but if you're going to go out, wear a mask. In other words, ease back into it. We quite frankly went from a situation of a stay-at-home order to everybody going out and partying. You've seen the videos of the bars in Scottsdale and in Tempe and people saying, well, obviously everything's fine. The stay-at-home order is gone. And nowhere in there was something saying, really, you need to ease back into this. So we're going to take this interim step here and say, if you go to public places, wear a mask.
So Howie, politically on a grand scale, like is the governor keeping in line with the president on this, or has he sort of broken from the conservative rank here?
No, I think this way he gets to stay with the president. He's not issuing a statewide mandate. Certainly the picture of him wearing that mask that when he came in, put some distance between him and the president. But this way he says, oh, this is local control. This is local option. And therefore, it's not like I'm doing something different. He's in a very tricky situation. He wants to be seen as loyal to the president. At the same time, as Ben said, he can't deny the numbers of people who are getting sick and dying in Arizona.
Okay, so one last question here about what's coming next in terms of local control. We're going to hear, after you hear from some local mayors who are talking about creating these mandates, what do you think this is going to look like, and do you think there will be political pushback if we start to see a lot of mandates come down?
Oh, I think the fact that it's being done on a local level gives, let's say, the Graham County Sheriff the chance to work with his board of supervisors and say, no, we don't want it. But here's where the political pushback may come. If, in fact, the county board of supervisors enacts something not as a proclamation but as an ordinance, it would take effect not only in the unincorporated areas but could be take effect countywide, including in cities that don't particularly want it. Now, that's going to be an interesting fight.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you so much, as always.
Stay healthy.